Welcome to Advanced Biblical Foundation. We're doing a series on physical healing, and this is session 4. I hope you've enjoyed the previous sessions. I hope that you will watch them. I hope that you'll pray through them. We're trying to lay a foundation for physical healing. I really believe that the Bible is very clear that Jesus provided healing for us. But I realize, because I've struggled with health issues. I've prayed over myself. I've confessed the word, and I've still been sick. I've prayed for people and seen miracles and seen people completely healed. So, you know, there's a lot of issues that we can't answer all the issues. But let's go back to Scripture and see what the Lord has to say. This particular session, the last session I talked about, clearly the healing was part of the old covenant. So is it today? Well, we got a better covenant based on better promises. So how in the world would we lose healing if it was part of the old covenant? But we're clearly into the new covenant. We have a better covenant. And so the promises of healing are part of that also. But what I want to do is I want to go back to Exodus chapter 15. And we're going to look at this passage a little bit more in detail, because I really believe that this is sharing something with us that we need to understand. Verse 22, Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness, and they found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah, means bitter. And the people complained against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And so he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. And when he cast it into the waters were made sweet. Then he made a statute and ordained for them, an ordinance for them, and said, he tested them there, and said, "If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God, do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." Now, I'm going to stop there because it's really important to recognize what happened. Well, it said that he was shown a tree, and the tree was then cast into the bitter waters, and the waters became sweet, or they became healed. That's what they were. This is a picture in the Old Testament of the cross. This is what happened at the cross. Jesus took our sin, he took our sickness, and he died our death on a cross. And that cross of what he did provided everything for us for complete healing, spirit, soul, and body. And that's what the Old Testament picture is. He says he's Jehovah Rapha. He heals. He completely healed us. It's a picture. Now, there's a number of passages in the Old Testament that will also depict that. The serpent on a pole, when they were being bitten, they were disobedient, to look upon the serpent. But I want to go to Isaiah 53, which I believe is one of the more important passages that has to do with Jesus. It's a prophecy concerning him. And it, Isaiah 53, you should be very familiar with Isaiah 53. It should be something that you spent a lot of time in. I'm going to begin reading verse 3. And this is about Jesus. "He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows. He was acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes you're healed." Now, I remember years ago when somebody pointed this passage of Scripture out to me. He said, have you read that? I go, "Well, I don't know if I have or not." And I remember they said, "What you need to do is to be sure." Now, this is a long time ago. You had an old concordance. It was a huge, big book that you could look up the words in the Greek and the Hebrew. And he said, "You need to look up those words, because actually the word," this is in verse 3, he said, "He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows." The man's sorrows, literally means pain. And the acquainted with grief is more translated sickness. Now, you know, people say, wait a minute, but that's what it says. But if you look it up, those words literally mean that he was acquainted with our pain, and he was the man of pain and acquainted with our grief. Surely he's borne our griefs, our sicknesses, and he's carried our pain. Yet we esteem him stricken. He was smitten by God and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Now that is the word, Rapha again, that has to do with physical healing. Now I personally believe it. He provided all total healing for us, spirit, soul, and body. But we're talking primarily about physical healing in this particular series. But it's so important to recognize this is clearly about Jesus. And what he's saying here is that he took our sicknesses, our pain, he took all of that on himself on the cross. But and the punishment for our peace was on him. And then he says, by his stripes you're healed. Now, I've had people tell me, yes, we believe that, but we really believe that it was inner healing. Okay, well, turn to Matthew chapter 8. Excuse me. Matthew chapter 8. And we looked at a passage about being, whether it was God's will or not. But this is another passage that he continued there with physical healing. I will begin reading in verse 14. Now, when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served them. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, cast out the spirits of the word. He healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Now, one thing that we need to always do is let Scripture interpret Scripture. Regardless of what you may say or think, this says that the passage in Isaiah was not just about inner healing, but clearly about physical healing too. Why? It's what it says in the context. It says, when evening had come, they brought many who were demon-possessed, cast out the spirits of the word, and healed all who were sick, so that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. So it's clear that the prophecy in Isaiah 53 is pointing to Jesus, and this is saying, yes, that prophecy is very clear, and that by his stripes, he has provided physical healing. Now, one more passage. Go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. It says, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Now, the point of all this is pointing out, looking at the fact that Isaiah is prophesying about the Savior that's to come. And he's saying this one that's going to come, he is going to take our sicknesses, he's going to take our pain, and that by his stripes, by the beating and the woundedness that he took, we are going to be healed by his stripes. Then we know in Matthew that it clearly ties that prophecy of Isaiah 53 to the healing ministry of Jesus. Now, after the cross, Peter, looking back in chapters 2 of 1 Peter, verse 24, he says, he himself bore our sins on his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. So again, we know we're forgiven, but he's tying that passage and he's looking back at the cross and saying, you were healed. One is looking toward the cross. Matthew says that this is clearly about Jesus. And then Peter is looking back at the cross, saying you were past tense. So I believe that the cross has provided everything that we need. That Jesus went to the cross, he died our death. He paid the penalty for our sin. He redeemed our life by paying for that. He reconciled us to Father, and he has given to us life eternal. But at the same time, there is physical healing as part of that. Now, again, that's somewhat controversial. You know, we've spent hundreds of years believing that we were forgiven, but we've not spent hundreds of years talking about healing. But healing is part of that too. And again, what I said in my opening session is that why do we keep sinning? I thought we were forgiven. Why do we sin? Well, because we live in a world of sin, sickness, and death. So it doesn't say you can't get sick. In fact, we live in a world where there's a lot of sickness and disease. It doesn't say that you can't sin because we live in a world that we still get tempted. But the reality is Jesus paid for our sin. It says in Hebrews, he died once for sin. He didn't die multiple times, or he'd have to die all the time because of everything that we do when we, quote, miss the mark. But the reality is that he paid for sin. He paid for sickness, too, for us to be healed. So I believe that God has healing for us. Now, go back with me to Exodus chapter 15. Just one more time, we're going to look at this passage. It says that he showed him a tree, verse 25 of Exodus chapter 15, and when he cast it into the waters were made sweet. And he made a statute, an ordinance for them, and he tested them. And he said, if you will diligently heed the voice of your Lord your God, do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commands, and keep all his statutes, I will not put any of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. Now, again, making a point here is that the tree represents the cross. It's so interesting because the old covenant was made with man, and man had to keep the covenant. And there were statutes, there were parameters of this covenant. If man would do this, well, God would do this. And if man would do this, God would do it. That's what a covenant is. It's much more than a legal contract. But the reality is man couldn't do it. And so Jesus came as the last Adam, and he did fulfill all of that. And so that he made covenant with Father, that's why we have a better covenant based on better promises. But the reality is the old covenant provided for healing. Now, it says here the tree that was cut down is a picture of the cross. But it also goes on to say that after he reveals himself as the Lord God who heals thee, they came to Elim, where there were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees, so they camped there by the waters. Now, I'm just going to I'm stepping out a little bit here. I believe the 12 wells of water represent the apostolic government, and they represents the kingdom of God and his government. We're going to look at that in another session. But the point is that 12 is a government number. There were 12 apostles. The reason, because again, it's God's kingdom. It's his government. 1 Corinthians, turn if you will, to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 27. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually, and God has appointed these in the church. First apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, administration, variety of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the best gifts, and I'll show you a more excellent way. Well, the answer there is no. Not everybody, but also the contrary is true. Yes, there are some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. They're given, and there's gifts of healing and working of miracles that have been given to us today. And that is what is speaking of when it says that there were 12 wells there. I mean, it's an apostolic number. It's a governmental number. And that's really what we need to understand today. The 70 represent the elders. There were 70 that were sent out. 70, again, represents calling on the elders. It's in James chapter 4. When you're sick, call upon the elders and anoint with oil, and the prayer of faith will save the one that's being sick. So my point is that when you look at the cross, it is the defining issue of everything in our Bible. Either Jesus paid for our sin, he paid for our sickness, he died our death, or he didn't. If he did, then we need to embrace everything that Jesus did for us at the cross. The cross is the means for healing. It is the means for salvation. And we talked about in an earlier session, the word saved carries with it not only deliverance, but it takes healing. So all of it, everything was provided for us through the cross. Jesus paid so that we might have life and that we might have it more abundant. It's not, and again, we live in a world that's fallen, but he has provided healing for us. He's provided healing in every way, but the cross really is the key. The cross is the key to everything that we have today. We live in the new covenant. We don't live in the old, we live in the new. So I want to pray for you, because I believe that he took our pain and he took our sickness. He took it upon himself, and by stripes we were healed. Father, we love you and we bless you and we thank you for physical healing. I pray, Lord, that you would use this to release physical healing to every person that watches it, watching right now, that miracles and signs and wonders would be released, that healing would be released. That, Lord, I just pray that people would put their hand on areas of their body that literally they need healing. Maybe it's internal, maybe it's external, but Lord, I'm asking that you'd release healing in the name of Jesus. Realign our bodies. Bring our systems into agreement with the Word of God. We break every curse and cancel every negative thing. Lord, I'm praying that everything that's out of alignment would come in alignment because of you. I thank you, Lord, for the cross, that through the cross, the blood that was shed, that we were healed and delivered. And I thank you, Lord, that you have done everything for us to be whole and healed in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for healing. Now just begin to thank him. Thank him for healing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you that you went to the cross and died for us. Thank you that you took my sin. You took my sickness. You've taken all the problems. Everything that was against you, you nailed to the cross. Wow, by your stripes, I'm healed. Thank you that we have a better covenant based on better promises. And I thank you for physical healing. I ask you, Lord, for the anointing that breaks yokes would be released to us in Jesus' name. Lord, we love you, we bless you, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for watching.